owned and operated business. Thanks so much, Matt. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
Yep. Tell your listeners to pray like it all depends on God and work like it all depends on you.
There you go. Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation, that big, beautiful blue building on 50 Highway East in Mound House. And just he is a true patriot. And I'm so proud to call him a friend. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Don't forget, Heidi Harris joins us just after 5 right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And at 4:30, as we take a look at the traffic cams, it looks like we're getting some really slow action on Interstate 15 past the stadium. 15 southbound and Hacienda. Also, slow Interstate 15 north at the 215 interchange as you work your way up to the resort corridor. Slow flows 215 westbound at Gillespie. Also, some heavy volumes on the beltway there, 215 south at Russell, 215 west at Eastern, 215 eastbound at Valley Verde. And that road work continues. It's going to be happening all the way through November. It's at St. Rose Parkway and the 215 interchange.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Raiders football, two more players being placed on the reserve COVID-19 list, and defensive end Max Crosby and also running back Rod Smith, linebacker Ukeme Oligwe, cornerback DJ Killings, and defensive end Jeremiah Valunga. They have all been placed on the reserve opt-out list. Moving to Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they knock off the Blues yesterday by a 6-4 score. The Golden Knights are 2-0 in round-robin play. They will play coming up tomorrow against Colorado, and if they win that game tomorrow, they will then be the number one seed in the Western Conference as the NHL playoffs continue. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Your favorite event is back, JCPenney's Mystery Sale. The best deals will be revealed this Thursday to Sunday. You could get an extra 30, 40, or even 50% off peel and reveal coupon during our in-store giveaway. Or shop jcp.com and get an extra 30% off coupon. It's the perfect time to save on what you need for back to school. So what are you waiting for? Hurry to find out how much you'll save. JCPenney. Offers valid 86 to 89. Giveaway in-store only while supplies last. Must be 18 or older. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal, with hundreds of your favorite movies, like
Jurassic Park,
and
this is Jason Bourne,
and
E.T.
And don't forget,
Shrek!
Every genre, every mood, for everyone. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. These titles plus E.T., Jurassic Park, The Bourne Ultimatum, and Shrek streaming now. Content availability may vary over time. Some content requires paid upgrade.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The President of the United States just getting ready to begin his news conference. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's take you there. Let's take you there live right now.
Everybody here? I know the press was not quite expecting this, so I appreciate your being able to attend. We have a terrific number of things and some very positive things to tell you tonight. I want to begin by giving an update on the economy. Economic health is vital to public health. That's why our strategy to kill the China virus is focused on protecting those at greatest risk while allowing younger and healthy Americans to safely return to work and safely return to school. Very important. We added 1.8 million new jobs in July, exceeding predictions for the third month in a row, and adding a total of over 9.3 million jobs since May. And I will say that the job growth that we've seen over the last 3 months, 9.3 million, is the single greatest three-month period of job creation in American history. That's big stuff. That's big news and great news. Over the past 3 months, the United States has surpassed market expectations by a total of 12 million new jobs. Over the last 3 months, the United States has added 623,000 manufacturing jobs. Remember, you'd need a magic wand to get manufacturing jobs. And we're getting them even in a pandemic, which is disappearing. It's going to disappear. And 639,000 brand new construction jobs. Over half of the new jobs are full-time jobs, and wages are up by 4.8%, which is terrific. Unemployment has fallen by nearly 30% since April. Think of that, 30% since April. Hispanic American unemployment has decreased by nearly 32%. Jobs held by African Americans, which were hit especially hard by the shutdowns, incredibly hard, increased by nearly 1 million over the past 3 months, and that's also a record. That's a job record. African American, 1 million, it's a job record. We must ensure that the progress continues. My administration has enacted over $3 trillion in historic relief since China allowed the virus to infect the world. So we've contributed $3 trillion. My administration continues to work in good faith to reach an agreement with Democrats in Congress that will extend unemployment benefits, provide protections against evictions. A terrible thing happens with evictions. Not fair. It wasn't their fault that we were infected with this disease from China, and get relief to American families. Yet, tragically, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer continue to insist on radical left-wing policies that have nothing to do with the China virus, nothing to do with it at all. So you have a virus that comes in, and you have people in Congress that don't want to help our people. If Democrats continue to hold this critical relief hostage, I will act under my authority as president to get Americans the relief they need. And what we're talking about is deferring the payroll tax for a period of months till the end of the year, and I can extend it at a certain period. Hopefully, I will be here to do the job. We're going to do the job. We've been doing a job like nobody could. Nobody would, actually. And so we're going to have the payroll tax go till the end of the year, and it'll be retroactive to July 1st. So we're going to go back to July 1st, and it'll go to the end of the year, payroll tax. At the end of the year, it may be extended. We're going to enhance unemployment benefits through the end of the year. So unemployment benefits will be, that's a big one, will be brought out to the end of the year, and defer student loan payments and forgive interest until further notice. So students who are paying student loans, and in many cases they're not even allowed to go back into their colleges, extend the eviction moratorium. We will be extending that so people aren't evicted, not their fault. We had a lengthy discussion this morning with President Macron of France concerning numerous subjects, but in particular the catastrophic event which took place in Beirut, Lebanon. Horrible, horrible event. At 3 p.m. this afternoon, I spoke with President Aoun of Lebanon to inform him that three large aircraft are on the way, and they're fully loaded, with medical supplies, food, water, and many other things. Lots of emergency equipment. Also, first responders, technicians, doctors, and nurses are on their way. This was an event like the world has not seen for a long time. Horrible event. We'll be having a conference call on Sunday with President Macron, leaders of Lebanon, and leaders from various parts of the world. Everyone wants to help. We spoke to a lot of people. They all want to help. The United States is...
That's the President of the United States from Bedminster, New Jersey, his golf club there. We'll go back to that here in just a couple minutes if he is still making a statement. We expect... Maybe I misunderstood. He's talking about the possibility of executive action, but I don't know that he has implemented the executive action yet. We'll find out more about that. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Friday, a very busy Friday on AM 670 KMZQ.
He's tearing off America's politically correct blindfold. America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
R&D has loved Las Vegas for over 30 years, and we're here for you if you need us. Construction hasn't shut down, and while you're safe at home, we can take care of those needed repairs. We can meet in your home and still keep a safe social distance. R&D Plastering, here for you, 702-644-8980.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
What if you could heal five times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
A&D has loved Las Vegas for over 30 years, and we're here for you if you need us. Construction hasn't shut down, and while you're safe at home, we can take care of those needed repairs. We can meet in your home and still keep a safe social distance. A&D Plastering, here for you, 702-644-8980.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
So good to have you with us. Let's take you back to Bedminster, New Jersey, and Trump Golf Club, the Trump National Golf Club, and holding a news conference with some statements about the COVID-19 virus. Let's take you back there live now.
We're doing very well, but we have to remain vigilant. Nationally, the percentage of emergency room visits with the coronavirus symptoms is down to almost half what it was in July. The southern states that were very strong hotspots not long ago, Arizona, Texas, Florida, continued to show significant improvement, including increased availability of hospital beds. Arizona now has the smallest number of coronavirus inpatients since mid-June. It's gone. The governor was up, and we had a great meeting, Governor Ducey, and the meeting was terrific. But since mid-June, so they're doing well, and it's going down, heading down very rapidly, actually. Texas is stabilizing and improving rapidly with some progress in the Rio Grande Valley and other communities along the border with Mexico that had shown the biggest increases in hospitalizations and deaths. Florida is also stabilizing. Its statewide positive test rate continues to decrease from 13% on July 23rd to 8% this week. Florida's done very well. It's going down. It's heading down actually quite rapidly. And even Miami, which was the hottest spot in Florida, is heading downward. But Florida has done very well. Texas has done very well and rapidly. And Arizona has done incredibly well. So Arizona's really been a very rapid drop. New Jersey and New York remain stable with less than 1% of emergency room visits due to the China virus. The illness took a devastating toll on both states, as you know. While both states really took the brunt of the infection earlier this year, thankfully we have not seen a resurgence. They've been doing a good job. Everybody's working very hard. Both governors are working very, very hard. We're in touch with them. We're supplying them with a lot of supplies as needed, if needed. But they're needing very little right now. They're in very good shape. We will continue to monitor the new cases. Throughout this crisis, my administration has provided extraordinary support of people, equipment, medical supplies to the people of New Jersey, the people of New York, and to the people of every state, all of our states. We're carefully monitoring California's Central Valley, as well as San Diego, Los Angeles, Sacramento, and San Francisco, which are starting to stabilize and go down. We're carefully watching regions from increasing cases, including Boston and Chicago, as well as the Midwest. We're watching them all very carefully. It's vital that all Americans work together to protect the vulnerable. For this reason, we've delivered vast amounts of protective equipment and testing supplies to nursing homes all across America. We're focused very much on the elderly, especially the elderly where they have heart problems or diabetes problems. Diabetes is a big problem. Approximately half of all deaths have occurred in nursing homes, and long-term care facility. It's an incredible number when you hear half of the deaths have been in nursing homes and long-term care facilities. And I will tell you that I met with owners and representatives of nursing homes, and they are very, very vigilant. They're doing a very good job now. They've really done something that I think is special. They're doing very well in terms of the virus. They're working very hard, and a lot of things happened. A lot of forces came together and hit the nursing homes very hard. But the representatives of nursing homes, in some cases the ownership of nursing homes, are working very hard. The federal government and the private sector have delivered more than 9 million N95 masks, 27 million surgical masks, 3 million face shields, 20 million gowns, and 668 million gloves to New Jersey alone. Think of that. We provided $3.4 billion to the state of New Jersey in emergency relief funding. So we happen to be in New Jersey right now, so those are great numbers. The governor's working very hard. Governor Murphy's doing a good job. We're working very closely with him. We've also provided nearly $5 billion to New Jersey hospitals and healthcare facilities. And through the Paycheck Protection Program that you all know so well, we provided $23 billion to support more than 250,000 New Jersey small businesses. A lot of the small businesses that you see that are opening now and going to do well, they're there because of what we did with Paycheck Protection. On therapeutics and vaccine updates, three vaccine candidates have now moved into phase three trials. This would be years ahead of schedule. We have done wonders with the FDA. I want to thank the FDA and all of the great people there and Dr. Hahn. But we have phase three trials already going on, which is most people would have said impossible to even think about. Today, Pfizer announced that it will manufacture Gilead's drug remdesivir, where we've had tremendous success. Last week alone, my administration procured and distributed over 120,000 vials of remdesivir, enough to treat more than 19,000 patients. Plasma treatments continue to show incredibly encouraging results, really incredible what's going on. And if you can go to a blood bank, if you've had this disease and beat it, and there are a lot of people that have, if you could go to a blood bank and donate, that would be a tremendous help. The United States is only 5% of the world's population.
The president of the United States in Bedminster, New Jersey, at his golf club, a news conference, and giving some pretty good news on a lot of different fronts. We'll talk more about that. Heidi Harris comes up at the top of the hour right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
I'm Steve Siddall. It seems there's a new buzzword in the financial planning arena. It's called decumulation. Here to weigh in on what that means and how to do it is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, I think you're one of the first people to start using that word. Yeah. What does that mean?
I thought I invented the word, Steve.
I think you did.
Well, it's about just looking at what you have, lump sum. And it's important to do this. It's fun to look at these lump sums. I've talked to so many people over the years with 401k balances over $1 million. This is a lump sum of $1 million. And I say, how are you going to decumulate that? And they look at me like I'm crazy. What do you mean? I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to let it ride. Well, think about Vegas for a minute. When you go to Vegas, you watch the people that with these gigantic stacks of chips on the table. They've been winning. And then you'll see a person next to them with a pretty good stack of chips, but they take some of the chips and put it in their pocket, Steve. Mm-hmm. They decumulate the risk. They take money off the risk table. If you're not doing that in the stock market, you're just as guilty as the guy with the big stack when the ball lands on red when he had all the money on black. So we have to be very careful in the stock market. We have to be very careful planning for retirement. We've worked years, decades to build this balance up. Don't lose it in a year or two. And that happens too many times. Get a true spending strategy. Get a true risk cost benefit analysis and decumulate your money the right way. One of the best ways is to have that financial fill-up strategy where some of that money you have in your lump sum can now give you a lifetime income you can never outlive. Steve, that truly does take the worry out of living in retirement. Focus on what really matters to your retirement, folks. Create the freedom to live life without the worry of money by getting a proper decumulation and income strategy. Steve, the next 10 people, I'll do it at no cost for them.
That sounds great, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Las Vegas Relief Dispensary, your destination for the best deals in town. Get a half ounce of top shelf full flower from Vada for $130, plus an eighth for one penny. Don't smoke? No problem. Las Vegas Relief is a home of the infused cannabis beverage, Two Roots craft beer, Just Society iced tea, and the new Creative Water infused seltzer. Located at 2244 Paradise Road. You can walk in or order online for express pickup or delivery at LasVegasRelief.com. That's LasVegasReleaf.com. Use code radio at checkout to redeam a penny pre-roll.
Keep out of the reach of children. For use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been hurt in a crash, let me get to work for you.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The president announcing that he's going to be issuing executive orders like crazy. One of them dealing with health care that would provide health care. Also executive orders in the works for drug companies that they can't sell drugs for any more in the United States than they do in other countries, in Western Europe, in Canada. That is good stuff. We'll talk about that with Heidi Harris coming up at the top of the hour. Also, Governor Steve Sisolak, did you hear about this? He went on a political tirade against the religious group that held the Evangelicals for Trump rally last night at the Ahern. Did you hear about this? Really neat event. Everybody I've talked to said they loved it. This was something that in a tweet or in a statement, the governor called it, quote, callous, unquote, and, quote, dangerous, unquote. What is so dangerous about people coming together to praise God, to praise and pray? Maybe I'm missing something. We'll find out. But apparently the event went really well. Don't know much more than that because it was beginning just as I was ending my show. But I will tell you, it's horrible when the governor starts calling you out. You know, he's fine with protesters. He loves the protesters. But God forbid people of faith should want to come together. There's something wrong about that. I'm Kevin Wall. Stick around. We'll be joined by my buddy Heidi Harris. That's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Heating and Cooling is a premiered, certified, independent, trained dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency Trane systems than any Trane dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company. When it's 110 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun Country Heating and Cooling for fast service. 702-617-8159. That's 702-617-8159.
freedom to roam while staying safe in your home away from home. An RV from Johnny Walker RV. Your safety is their number one priority. Enjoy peace of mind while shopping at any of their three giant locations on Boulder Highway. Travel RV style. No planes, no ships, or overpriced trips. Enjoy the great outdoors for as low as $119 per month. Johnny Walker RV. 57 years of service. Staying Vegas strong with you. Visit today or start online at jwrv.com. Keep